Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Well, it's Model 3 Day, and if you are following the latest from Tesla, you'll know that means it is the day they're unveiling their new mass-market car. But how affordable will this car be, and what will the demand be like? The Herd on the Street crew breaks it down, coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, and welcome to Herd on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Spencer Jacob. Good to have you, Spencer.
Thanks, Miriam.
In our second segment, we'll be digging into Starwood suitor Anbang Insurance Group and what its rise says about China's economy. But first, we have Herd on the Street's Charlie Grant here to talk to us about Tesla.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. So, Charlie, some people are apparently referring to today as Model 3 Day because today is the day Tesla is introducing its first mass market car.
That's right, Miriam. Happy Model 3 Day.
So the Teslas on the road today cost an average of around $100,000. Will this new car actually be affordable? And if so, how will Tesla keep up with demand? Because people are sure to be lining up for this.
Well, yeah. I mean, so far the signs of demand for the Model 3 look pretty good. There's reports of people waiting in line all over the country this morning for a chance to reserve the car, which is kind of amazing because we haven't seen this car yet. The Model 3 will be unveiled tonight in California. But Tesla said this car will cost about $35,000 before incentives, but that is, you know, probably the base model, and that's the cheapest kind, but it's not clear what options will or won't be included. Basically, we need much more information before we know exactly what the sticker price will be for most buyers.
But 35 seems pretty reasonable.
It does, and that would be $35,000 before tax incentives. That's much closer to a mass market car price. It would still be on the expensive side, but much closer. I mean, Tesla's usually been selling cars around $100,000 in the average selling price, and that is obviously a much, much different market from the mass market that they're attacking now.
And so Model 3 Day is just a day before April Fool's Day, not coincidentally.
That's right.
I just wanted to ask you next about the company's ability to deliver. I mean, most cars, you don't have to put down a $1,000 deposit. If I want to buy a Chevy Malibu, I walk in and buy it. I don't need to reserve it ahead of time. I don't need to do that for a Nissan Leaf or a Chevrolet Volt or the upcoming Bolt either. I can just buy them. The SUV that Tesla introduced took a little while to get to the market, a little longer than expected. Is that likely to happen this time?
Tesla says this time is different, but until they show that, there will be doubts about their ability to deliver on time. The Model 3 is supposed to enter production late in 2017. And just last night, Elon Musk tweeted that there will actually be two Model 3 events. One is tonight, and that part two will add a new wrinkle as we get closer to production. So that's intriguing, but it does make you wonder just how far along Tesla really is in designing this car.
And that seems like sort of a problem because when you have, obviously, when you have a really expensive high-end vehicle, there's only going to be a limited market for that. I mean, then Tesla had trouble creating enough cars to keep up with demand, correct?
That's right. Their production constrained is what they've said. Although in the fourth quarter they sold several thousand more cars than they produced. But for most of their history they've been production constrained. And that's one of the challenges for the stock is pricing in huge revenue and profit growth on the assumption that the Model 3 will be not only a great car, but something that Tesla can scale up profitably. And there's a huge question about that. In the fourth quarter, they lost, you know, more than $10,000 per car manufactured on a GAAP accounting basis. So they're, you know, and those cars that they've been making, the Model S's, tend to be much higher margin. So there's, you know, there will be some benefit from mass production and scaling it up, but Tesla's going to need a lot more production capability to achieve the goals that Wall Street has frankly priced in as if they've already achieved.
So last time I checked my math, losing $10,000 a car, even if you sell a lot of cars, you know, you're not going to break even. It's not, that math doesn't work. But
wait.
What is it? You know, I mean, I'll just do it real quickly. But I mean, Tesla, part of Tesla's long range plan is building this giga factory and building batteries very cheaply and having achieving economies of scale in what's essentially the motor or the engine of these cars. And people are citing that, but it's a little fuzzy. Can you go into a little bit of detail on how that might work?
That's another question that needs to be answered. Tesla has made big promises about the way the gigafactory's scale and its readiness, but it's not clear. It's not clear just how far along they are in their plans. Tesla's been somewhat cagey about the gigafactory's readiness, and frankly, it's something that they absolutely need to get the Model 3 production at a level that investors expect.
I think we're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.